When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Everything that you're afraid of by asking someone out for coffee, what could happen?
I saw that on Facebook.
Isn't that good? Yeah.
No, I didn't read it. Oh. I just saw it.
Well, are trolls ruining the internet? Now, that's an interesting conversation. We should touch on the Leslie Jones thing.
Who's
are
Leslie
trolls
Jones?
Ruining the internet?
From Saturday Night Live?
Trolls...
What'd she do?
Oh, my God. You haven't seen it?
I don't watch the news.
Girl has gotten attacked left and right.
What because happened? Of Ghostbusters.
What'd she do?
Leslie Jones.
She was black.
She's a stand-up
comic.
She
was black?
She's black.
Oh, I thought she turned white.
She's
I can see why people would be mad about
that. She's a stand-up comic who got on SNL. She's one of the oldest, I think, cast members ever.
Yeah.
She's really very, very funny.
She's very funny.
Okay. Anyway, she's been doing SNL for a while, and she was on the reprisal of Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and...
Which was unwatchable, but yeah.
McKinnon.
I love Kate McKinnon.
Uh-huh. So, someone started posting on her, and they started sending ape pictures.
Why is she getting in trouble then for that?
Because they're putting it on her Twitter.
She's not getting in trouble. People are basically like bullying
they're
her.
They're bullying her.
Virtual bullying.
Yeah, so they're trolling her. I got one guy in particular, and they were putting, for whatever. That's the big question. Why her? So she quit Twitter because it was so horrific what they were doing, what people were doing, putting pictures of Ghostbusters with sperm on the picture of her.
Why?
Wait,
why? What prompted
She's a funny woman who happens to be black in a new thing that
those,
never...
Though.
I, but
of those women.
Exactly.
Wanda Sykes, Whoopi Goldberg. I don't get it.
Exactly.
And this is the thing. That's what she's saying. Why? And so now they've gone a step further, and someone hacked her website, posted her passport, her driver's license, all her personal info.
Is there a reason for this?
What's the reason for trolling? What's the reason for online bullying?
Yeah, but she's being targeted by someone.
Exactly. But like,
Someone to be able to do that, it's like anonymous kind of stuff. Like you gotta have.
Well, he's quite blatant about it. He's from Breitbart News, who is Trump's.
But that's not legal to do that. You can't hack someone's.
He's been banned from Twitter for whatever.
Banned from Twitter.
I'm telling you.
Why are they attacking her?
There is no reason why.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This goes back to that same conversation. Like, this is the world today.
No, Exactly.
You know,
Jill.
You can't, it's like you can't sit here because believe me, then I go back into the like how envious I am of the boomers when, you know, they were able to come up at a time where people couldn't do this to you. Not everybody had, a cell phone and a hack and a this and a that. And a, it's like you just, there was more leeway to be a human being. You know, but it's like, this is the world. And it's like, if you play, you're gonna pay.
Yeah. And this is like way beyond trolling and way beyond just hacking. They're harassing her.
Yeah.
How's and that it was legal, though? Why are the police not going after?
That I don't know. I don't know.
There's got to be a backlash to this. There's got to be more to this. The African American community would never. Doree McKesson would be involved. What's going on? I mean, the white, Latino, Asian community shouldn't either, but people don't seem to care for the most part about problems that don't involve them directly, which is why, I mean, I don't know. Something about this isn't adding up. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think what's upsetting for her mostly and for people is, yes, why Leslie Jones? Why is this happening mostly to her? Yes, a lot of people, you get harassed on, you get harassed.
Oh, God, nonstop.
But I mean, it's just.
I just block it.
Okay, but.
Nonstop. Stop.
But what they've done now is they've gone in.
But I don't get hacked and people don't yet and post my. They've tried to hack me like you always see, but they're like amateur idiots. Like I always see things like, you know, if you didn't try to access your blank account, you know, at this time from this location, you know, change your whatever, or like they fish your passwords and things like that. But
that's what I mean. It's like.
But I'm smart. But my stuff's not in the cloud. I have no naked photos.
And
I'm
some careful. Some of the stuff that got hacked of hers was in the cloud. So.
What'd they pull out of the cloud? That's like
I think there was some naked pictures. I think there was some naked. Okay, the service.
See, that's the thing though. You gotta be smarter. Like the world is not fair. That's the thing. Like I kind of, like you know, this is that conversation about like she's a public figure though. I don't know. I guess kids get bullied online on Snapchat
that's just
YouTube.
I think people jumped on it. I think this guy from Breitbart, you know, this, what's his, hang on a second. He's been banned. Milo Yiannopoulos was permanently banned from Twitter.
But Twitter, they do nothing about racism and bigotry. I've submitted posts like that where they call my daughter the N-word and Heidi and I dykes and my son a fag and all this stuff. And they're like, it's perfectly acceptable. I've saved it. I've responded to being like, are you serious?
Yet a nipple is not. Only male nipples can be on Facebook.
Well,
but the N-word and dyke and fag are perfectly fine.
But the thing is, but what he's done though, is he's gone on to encourage his followers to harass her.
That happens though. What are we saying? I mean, it happens. It's the world. I don't know what to say anymore because you can't even, don't even bother to complain. This is the world. You got to just figure out how to deal with it. That's going to be where I'm going to go with this. Ready? You can't, like, I so desperately want to be angry about this that it's like we're alive in this time and it's not fair. But the reality is, this is what it is. Whether you're famous or not famous, so then be smart. Instead of being like, oh my God, it's so unfair. Can you believe it? This is the world. So then pull your shit off the cloud. That's what I did. Get everything off the cloud. I'm not on a cloud. It's backed up on a hard drive. No cloud. Nothing. So you can't pull my photos. And by the way, don't take photos like that. Don't. Oh, I couldn't send my whatever. I couldn't sext. Oh, well, you live. Do it in person. It's like, you know, it's just you've got to be smarter. Is it fair? No. It's like it's the same conversation about like, should women be able to wear no underwear and a skirt all, you know, hiked all the way up and not get raped? Yes, of course you should. But are you increasing your chances by doing so and getting shit-faced drunk? Yes, so then don't do it. Is it your fault? No, it's not your fault. Is it 100% wrong? Yes, it's 100% wrong. But it's like dripping in jewels and walking down the street in a terrible neighborhood alone.
But that's the thing is, Leslie
don't
Jones...
Don't do it!
Leslie Jones didn't do anything to incite this.
But here's
she
my point.
She made a movie!
No, but,
exactly.
But, here's the thing. If you know that people are crazy and they are unilaterally and they're looking to spread, like to find a place to put their hate, wear as much Kevlar as you can. If they're going to hack your stuff, your nude photos, get them off the cloud.
Okay, but
if they're going to,
but let's not just focus on that. That's the latest installment of her harassment.
Okay.
This all started with putting, pictures of Harambe, the ape that was killed at the Cleveland Zoo.
But then, okay, because racism is new?
No, I...
Because it's new news? I mean, because it's new news, seriously? Because bigotry is new news? I mean, this is the world. If I could show you... You want me to read... Jesus.
No, but
you
want me to read some of that? But what we're saying is...
I mean, are you kidding me?
Where's the bait? She did... Like, sometimes when people are, I don't know, they do something that's controversial, so people attack it. She made a movie.
Janice, I'm a fitness trainer. I have a 6-year-old who's black. You want me to read you some of this shit that's been said? Because I literally went to my publicist, and there was a moment when I was like, I want this out there. I want these people who say these things to be known. I wanted it to go public. And there was a moment when I posted on my social and I gave the finger and I was like, okay, haters, I'm just getting started. And my publicists were like, you better be able to back this up. And I was like, oh, really? Here you go. And I sent them like a million of these posts and tweets that I get all day long. And the thing, and you know what? Nobody would cover it. They're like, it's freedom of speech. I'm like, to say,
which, and you know what? In this country, it is. Yes, you can say what you want. You can have your views.
Oh, my God.
I still think people need to fall in line with a social contract. I mean,
I agree. Otherwise, it's the wild, wild west.
It is.
I know. I want to find
these. They're what is it? Doxing and swatting and
whatting and whatting?
Doxing is, where Jake, you help me with.
Doxing is when you get people's information, phone number, address, and
social security numbers. And swatting is when you call an emergency to a victim's house to do a SWAT team bust.
All the time. This is part of being a public figure as well, and you don't know that until you're in it. I was talking about this the other day. I was like, if I could go back and do it all again... And the only problem is the money that I've made, my livelihood. Unfortunately, I made it by being a public figure. It is the worst thing you could ever do with regard to picking a career.
Oh.
Because what you do is you basically say, hold on, I'm going to strap a bullseye on my back and then go about your everyday life. And you know what? There's a reason that celebrities behave the way they do. And everyone thinks, oh, they're an a-hole, or they think they're better than everyone else. Like, don't look them in the eye. Don't talk to them when they walk down the hallway. You know, make sure that you've got an escort, bring a bodyguard. Because people are constantly looking to sue you, take you down, take you out, blackball you, blackmail you all the time because you're a target. And the thing is, when you're in it, you have a decision to make. And the thing is, I every day I'm like, every dollar you spend, I'm like, oh, you have so much money, I don't want to hear it. Really? Do you know how much my insurance, 50 cents of every single dollar I earn, and I don't mean the tax part, goes to saving, protecting the money I earn with lawyers, insurance companies. It's insane. This is the world. You're going to get swatted and this and that and this and that, and it's the world. So if you can't handle it, don't play that game. And yes, it's going to happen to little kids. It happens to everyone. And there's got to be a look.
Then with
it's
Leslie
crazy.
Jones.
I'm trying to find these.
Let's just try and distill it.
Isn't there like a group of other people coming out then saying this is crazy? Isn't there a counterintuitive movement?
Yes, there's celebrities all over are coming
They're
out.
Standing
and
behind
Hillary
her.
Clinton tweeted.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that's the, there you go. And like where there's, you know, where, oh God, my mom used to say, it's like, look for the helpers. Wasn't that Mr. Rogers? Look for the helpers. Like wherever you see bad things happening, there's always going to be good people. And that's you know.
But I guess it's like the question we keep circling in this room. What? Why? Why her?
Why
her now?
Here we go.
Of everyone that was in that terrible movie, I mean, she's the only one who's getting targeted.
Absolutely. So is it...
Chris Hemsworth got nothing.
Oh, and the men never get it.
Uh-uh.
Never. Brad Pitt cheats on America's Sweetheart. They go after Angelina Jolie.
Actually, that was Jennifer Aniston.
Right. Sorry. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But but they go after Angelina Jolie.
Oh yeah, well, because she's the homewrecker.
Yeah,
of course. And
then, so the other one's a cold fish, and then the other one's a homewrecker. But he walks away unscathed. They never go after men. Unless you're really egregious.
But if you want to bring it right down to it, that's why there's the Hillary hate on. It's because there's a woman running for president. It's not because it's Hillary. It's because there's a woman running to be the president.
I've recently been educated to a certain extent. I'm not voting for Trump, but I will say that nobody's perfect.
No, of course
nobody's perfect.
But you know what?
Nobody's perfect. I agree with you, though. She gets a lot of shit because she's a woman, but
nobody is perfect.
But nobody's perfect. I just think people target everyone, you guys. They target everyone.
But
especially public figures.
Well, look, Kate McKinnon, hilarious. Leslie Jones, hilarious. Both in the same movie, both active on Twitter. Who is getting targeted?
Here. Okay, so these are a few that I sent to my publicist. Okay, I'm going to warn all of you. Okay? Because I'm going to say the N-word. I haven't said the N-word. I don't think ever. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
So these are, just to reiterate,
okay, so these are things.
Do you really want to say this on the air? I mean, do you really want to put that out, put it out in the universe?
Dexter Douglas. I don't know what S/O means. S-O, Jillian Michaels for adopting a nigger baby. This is Johnny Dogs. The politically correct cunt slop Jillian Michaels just adopted a nigger baby and her, quote, partner, quote, dyke, just had a son. They paid for sperm.
Shout out.
Oh, I know she a dyke, but I bet Jillian Michaels pussy tight as fuck. # black scent. I watched a whole Jillian Michaels infomercial. Now I'm a bull dyke. That was Heavy Breather and Reggie McRimple. This is Knievel Dahlin. I didn't know Jillian Michaels is a dyke. Ew. My wife just called Jillian Michaels an angry dyke. Merry Christmas. J. Go V. Talking to my mom about working out with Insanity, and she says, well, Jillian Michaels is a fucking bitch, too, and she's also a dyke.
Okay, well,
Jillian Michaels is a dyke. Oh, hold on. Jillian Michaels looks manly. She's a bull dyke. I'm sick of hearing about the gay and lesbian marriage. This is Ryan Ellis. I'm sick of hearing about the gay and lesbian marriage thing. This is not marriage. It's sexually confused individuals living in open rebellion and sin against God. Jillian Michaels, Ellen DeGeneres, repent or be damned to hell. God will never accept homosexual or lesbian relationships as okay. Your family is an abomination. Read the Bible and God's word. All right, would you like to keep going?
No,
how about this?
No, no, no,
this
no,
is
no,
about
no,
my daughter.
No.
Ew, she's black. What are you, Leslie Jones? What are you talking about? This is a 6-year-old who, ew, she's black. This is the world, Manus. And don't think one day she's not going to find this on the internet. She is. So then, why Leslie Jones? It isn't just Leslie Jones, Mama.
I know it's not just Leslie Jones. It's just,
that's the tip of the iceberg. The tip of what I get every day. And the reason that people don't see it is because those are blocked words. So you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do.
I block the words so they can't post and take over my pages.
At least you can do that.
Right. And that's my point. This is the world. So what do? Instead of being like, meh. You have no choice. You block the words.
Okay, so the title in the Time magazine are How Trolls Are Ruining the Internet.
What do you do, though? Tell me what you're supposed to do about that.
Get Mark friggin' Zuckerberg, who owns
He'll
the friggin'
internet.
Why?
He won't do it. When I sent these to Facebook, these are all from somewhere on Twitter, but most were from Facebook, and reported them. They said they were perfectly acceptable.
Okay, am I that naive?
Calling a 6-year-old a nigger.
Am I that naive in thinking that we're going to hell in a handcart then? You know what?
Yeah.
I want off now. If this is where we're heading. It
doesn't work that way, Janice. You can't do that. So what you then have to do is...
Is what? What,
you,
Jillian?
You evolve and you adapt. You look at the fact that people are coming to her rescue. You look at the fact that there's a counter movement to the evil. You're proactive and you take necessary precautions to sort of shield yourself from all this hate. And you don't let it in and you don't give it the time of day. You take down your stuff off the internet so your chances of being hacked and exploited are less.
But the face of the world, the face of business, and you know this, you have to be on the internet to... If you didn't have the internet now,
right?
Where's intelligence?
Wearing a condom when you're having sex. Take your stuff off of the cloud. Protect yourself as best as possible. Block haters and trolls so they cannot overtake your page. When they do, the hope is that the good guys will march in. But, you know, the problem is you can't allow, if you allow people to do that and chase you off the internet and this, that, the other, then they win.
No, and you're absolutely right.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, is it disgusting? Sure, but am I looking at that shocked? No, I look what
I know you're not shocked, but I know
you
don't.
Look what I'm reading you all day long.
Yeah,
all day long. But I don't. I mean, I did once want, because I wanted the people that said it to be exposed. I wanted to be like, okay, this is your Twitter handle. Like, this is your Facebook handle. These are your names. Like, own it. Own this. And that's where I did wish that TMZ would write about it. And they're like, well, it's freedom of speech. I don't, you know,
yeah, of course.
What do you really want us to say? They don't. They're like, people are racist. So what? I don't know. If I was to give you anything to take away, I would be like, here's my answer. Is the world screwed? Yes, it is screwed. But I don't know. It's kind of always been screwed if you think about it. Genghis Khan, Hitler. I mean, look back through history.
No, absolutely.
People are friggin' nuts. We're not a fully evolved species, obviously. There's evil in the world, and there are many different outlets to express it. But at the end of the day, I would say protect yourself and be smart and emphasize the good. Look at the people that are coming out. And is it easy to do? No. I get so, like, I struggle constantly with being resentful that we're dealing with this right now, wishing that the internet would go away. But it's not going anywhere.
No, I know.
It's not going anywhere. So you've got to learn how to work with it in a way where you feel you're mentally protected. And if you really can't deal with it and you're a public figure and it's your business, you hire people to deal with it. And they deal with it.
Yeah.
They block it. They this, they that, you know, but. And you know what? I'm telling you, I bet you she'll be bigger than ever because of this. Because the people will sympathize with this.
No, I know. And you know what, Jill, I'm not saying, Jillian Michaels, what's the solution? I'm
no,
not
I
asking
you
that.
I'm just surprised you're surprised.
I'm not surprised by the racism. I'm not surprised by the hate or the homophobia or the misogyny. That doesn't surprise me. It's just what I'm finding is you're offering some suggestions on how to combat it. I'm hearing no one's out there saying this is how you combat it.
You're suggesting that people should be responsible, like YouTube should regulate terrorists being able to get ISIS videos.
Google, somebody should be somebody in power.
They pride themselves on freedom of speech.
Okay.
The world, and there's nothing you can do about that. They will give people a forum for anything, and that's the bottom line. I don't know, man. I just think they never are going to. Like, what should? Sure. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Like, when Facebook did that, I was stunned when they wrote back in there, because I reported it, right? And I got the same thing. I think I even took a picture of it, because I was like, I'm going to document this, because one day they should be held accountable for this. But they're proud of it. Want to say nigger on Facebook? Put a capital N. Want to say dyke and fag? Have fun. We allow everything here. I mean, except a nipple. I got nothing for you on that one.
Okay.
Only a female nipple.
How's that for perspective?
Yeah, all right. Cue the soft music.
Okay, you ready to do a real segment now?
Yep.
Okay. Workout buddy. How to find one. This is important. You know what else? I don't think it's just a workout buddy. I think it's just a buddy. In general, for like healthy behaviors. Like, I keep saying this is a constant problem whenever I go on tour, is that people never have anybody to go with them. And I don't think it's because they don't have friends. I think it's because I'm extremely unpopular.
Oh, please.
No. Giancarlo and I were talking about this because someone tweeted me last night and she's like, I don't care if no one's going with me. I'm going to go by myself. And remember, that's been a huge thing with the tour. Because the reality is, like, you know, the husband's not going to want to go. The boyfriend's not going to want to go. And I said to Giancarlo, I'm like a very distinct flavor of ice cream. You know, you either love me or you hate me. I'm like mint chip. You know, you either love it or you hate it.
But I think if someone's starting on a journey to change their life, it's pretty hard. You're right. It's pretty hard to find someone who thinks that way. So if they want to go, they're making these changes. And part of their changes is going to your live show. You're right. It's like... You can't You can't drag someone to believe in what you believe. Mm-hmm. So it's like go on your own.
Yeah, well, you know. They are. I mean, I kind of thought, like, I said to G this morning, I'm like, we should consider, like, taking the website for the tour, Jillian Michaels Live, and doing, like, a thing where they could, like, find each other. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We did that for the cruise, like, years and years and years ago, where people were able to, like, share a cabin and buddy up because it saved money. So sure. we were like, oh, we should do that. But so anyway, I saw this thing and it was like how to find the ideal workout buddy. And the, you know, the first question you have to ask yourself is, do you even need a workout buddy?
True. Absolutely.
I don't.
I'm
a lone wolf, really, Janice.
Yeah.
But most people do. You know why I don't? Because I'm a sociopath and I learned at a young age that I could only count on myself. So I really just turn inward now. And I think this podcast is really evidence of that. Like all the shitty segments you guys not only come up with but steal from each other. And once again, it only falls on my shoulders, but it's okay. But I don't need a workout partner. But other people might.
Have you ever worked out with anybody? I mean, besides sometimes. A trainer. Yeah.
No, I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. But some people do need it. Or like a little healthy buddy.
No, I think it's terrific.
I think
it's terrific
to be alone. You know, some people need it for accountability. Or some people get intimidated by the gym and then they don't feel so intimidated. You know what I mean, Manus?
Absolutely. I really do.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, so this whole thing, it was like ways to find a workout buddy. And one of the places they suggested looking was coworkers. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can start with the blogs and all that, and that's great and everything. But what if they don't live in your area? They're not going to the gym with you.
I think what's tough about coworkers, though, is that you work with that person all day, and sometimes you just want to get away. I don't know.
In a different department, though.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's
like,
true.
I used to have a little buddy who's still one of my oldest friends from when I worked at ICM. And, you know, she was at another desk. I was at another desk. You know, we chapstick break. We didn't see each other very often, but we weren't actually workout buddies. We were more like drinking buddies because I was Nicole's age at the time. But
right.
Nevertheless, so like if it's, yeah, I know if you're sick of somebody, but it could be a good, you know, and get, then you're surrounding the environment with, you know, you get a little lunch break workout thing going on. You know what I mean? And then the other thing they kind of talked about is like, what should you look for in a workout buddy? And it, you know, the first thing they say is respect. And I thought about that and I was like, that's true. Like, yeah. Somebody who shows up on time.
Oh, yeah.
God, I hate when people don't show up on time. And somebody who takes it seriously. And somebody who's encouraging. Somebody who's like, you got this. You got this, buddy. Or if you need somebody who's a little more intense on you, you know, that kind of like holds you to it a little more. Like, no, you're phoning it in. I can see you've got more. Like, what is it that you need? But the most important thing is like, if they don't respect you, if they don't show up on time, if they don't take it seriously, take them to the
But
curb.
You've made mention of this a while ago, is that if you do have someone and you say, I will meet you at X gym or at X trail or at something at a certain time, you will go even when you don't want to because that's your friend and they're waiting for you at the foot of that trail to go up it.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if you let somebody down... That part I really think is important.
Another thing that this article mentioned, I didn't fully love it until I don't love it, but they make a good point. They say you should find somebody in your age range, and the reason is because your lifestyles are similar. So like, if you're in your 60s, then you don't have kids anymore or kids at home, and your schedule is more flexible. If you're, you know, 30s, then you likely have young kids and your schedules are going to be running on the same timeline. If you're in your 20s, you know, you're usually like, oh, okay, I'm done with work at this hour. Let's go then. And, you know, your schedules line up. So it's like, look for somebody who's in your own age group.
Yep. Makes sense.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And this one was cute. How can I be a good workout buddy? Which kind of goes back to the same thing, right? Like, be responsible. And you should make sure that your buddy doesn't lose interest. Which makes sense. Don't let them feel discouraged. Be encouraging. And another thing, and I'll add my own little tip, as I like to always add my 2 cents. Otherwise, why listen to the Jillian Michaels Show? Goodbye! So, no, not yet.
No, not yet. Okay.
So, I think One of the best ways to stay motivated is to be a good teacher. You got to walk the walk. It forces you, when you're coaching, when you're there to be the coach, to like, okay, toughen up, show up.
So who? Sorry, that one doesn't make sense to me. Who am I gonna?
Let's
teach?
Say you have a little buddy that's supposed to show up, and you're like, get over here, we're going, and you got to kind of buck up for them.
Oh, I see.
Then you're bucked up. Now you're bucked up. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, but also I think if I was to add, I don't know why they didn't mention this, but I think like also what about other moms? If you're a mom dropping your kid off at school, you could Heidi has a little friend mom that her name's Josepha or something. But Heidi, they go and they take the kids places and I'm like, "Why don't you go work out with Josepha or something?" Like Heidi makes these little mommy friends that she likes.
Yeah, I get a kick out of seeing all the moms with their buggies and they're just trucking it down the
With other moms or, you know what I mean? Or co-workers or whatever. But, you know, and Heidi's mom lives in this little retirement community, Grandma Joyce. And she goes golfing with the ladies and then they do their little lunch thing. And
Or pickleball. Do they do
pickleball. I am the pickleball champ.
Yes, I saw that episode.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. NetSuite, SkimsCleanSlash Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What are we doing?
Oh, I wanted to tell you guys about my segment. Okay, come on. This is a fun one. It's signs that you're a freak in the sheets and basically like how kinky you are.
A freak in the sheets?
Yeah, everyone wants a freak in the sheets and a lady on the street.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So basically,
it's your job to stop
it's
her.
It's saying that if you've ever done any of the following, you might be a little freakier than you originally thought.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
First one is nice and simple.
Okay.
Pulled your partner's hair.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but that's not freaky.
No. Slapped or smacked
pulled
your lover on the
butt. Pulled my partner's hair?
Pulled it. You know, just like a little...
Like as in mean or as in sexy sexy?
Like sexy sexy. See, you're a little kinky.
No.
Well, I maybe tugged a little bit.
Okay, the next one. Slapped or smacked your lover on the butt.
No, that's cheesy.
No.
Okay, I just have to say, if it's done at the right time, it's great.
Yeah. Not that it's like done to me.
It always feels like a porno. And that fake porno slap, like, smack, smack, smack. Not that I would ever watch that stuff.
Well, I'm not saying I want, like, a handprint on my butt, but, you know, a nice little swat here and there's not bad. Bitten your lover's neck or other body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
that's
said about that.
You already, stop it. You've already said you're a biter. You admitted to that.
I am a biter, but that's because I have pent-up hostility.
Played roughly or aggressively in bed.
What does that mean?
I don't really know what that means, but I mean, I think it means like if you're throwing each other down or up against the wall sometimes pretty hot.
Up against the wall, that's like from that book, the Gray Matter.
50 Shades of
Gray. Grey's Anatomy, 50 Shades of Gray. Bang, bang, bang up against the wall. Yeah, okay, no, I've never
or
done
like,
that.
Or like, you know, smacking the head against the headboard a couple
ooh,
of times.
Oh, what?
No, I don't want to.
No.
Not like forcefully, but it's
headboard.
Like, you know, sometimes you like slide up a little bit and you know.
You know what, this is
that's
not
that's an
sound-
accident.
This is not sounding all that kinky.
I agree with
what
Janice.
What about using force or domination? You know, like tying somebody up?
I also feel that's a bit contrived.
No, I've never tied anybody up.
How about placing your hands around your partner's neck? Like,
yeah.
Kind of like a faux choking scenario?
No.
Yeah, but you better squeeze for that to
but,
be hot.
But not too squeezy.
Yeah, what else you got?
Physically restraining your partner.
Yeah.
The same as tying them up.
Yeah. Instructing your partner to perform sexual acts on you, but I don't consider that like being bossy. I think that's telling them what you want.
Oh, you know what? I've had someone do that to me, and that's how I found out they were having an affair.
What?
Yeah, when someone says, "Oh, let's try this. I just found out about it." I'm like, "Okay." And you just know. Yeah. I told you the one that said that all of a sudden was doing these things in bed. I'm like, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Oh, this is how athletes do it."
What?
And I went,
"What are you talking
I went,
about?"
What do you, that's exactly what I said. I said I said, what do you mean? She goes, this is how I said, we've been together for 5 years. What does that mean?
This is how athletes do it.
I've never forgotten
that. This is
that.
Becoming so depressing.
Oh, it was awful.
Are
and
you
I
sure,
knew.
Are you sure it wasn't something that they just like YouTube tutorialed?
I did see some stuff in a porno once that I brought home.
Really?
Yeah. It was a good move.
Maybe she was watching athlete porno.
No. It was a hetero thing, actually.
I watched something and I brought it. What did you say?
I brought it home.
Like a stray dog.
What was it?
The stray technique.
What was it?
Well, it's too graphic for the show.
Oh, okay.
It's like this whole... Yeah, don't... It's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, I brought it home. It worked okay. Well.
It was...
I was pleased with the results. I saw it and I thought...
I was pleased with the result.
I saw it as a thing and I was like, that's clever.
Okay.
And it was. It was like really ergonomic. You know what I mean?
Well, now I'm curious.
That's just the whole kinesiology of the situation. It just was a good body thing. Mechanics. Yeah.
Wow.
Nicole.
Well, the last one on
here... You have anything kinky?
Well, the last one on here is saying, like, performing humiliating acts on your partner or having them perform humiliating acts on
like
you.
Oh, like poop and pee?
I
that's
think it's,
just
like, defecation and, like...
Stinky shorts.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Have you seen those... The show has gone so downhill.
I know.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we're back and calling from Colorado Springs. Jillian, this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, what's up?
Hey, Jillian, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I actually just had a question, and this actually came at a perfect time. I'm kind of starting a new career here. So I kind of got into a profession that's predominantly, not to offend anybody, but it's dominated by an older generation. And I'm much younger. I'm in my early 20s. So I kind of am struggling to find the balance of how to be taken seriously without kind of being called a bitch, for lack of better words.
If you figure out the answer to that, let me know. what profession is it?
It's credit and finance, kind of like a collections and credit analyst type of position.
And the older generation is like get back in line kind of a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you're entitled. You're this young kid that doesn't have anything decent to add or anything to offer. Because we've been doing this much longer than you.
Yeah.
So kind of just everything that I said is taken with a grain of salt and kind of laughed off and not really taken seriously.
Okay. You know, that's so interesting. I think that, people love to call the millennial generation entitled.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't play by the rules. And, you know, the rules, it's funny, someone said to me, what do you think is one of the greatest lessons we can learn? I was just doing an interview about this from this generation. I was like, they break the rules. They look at this and go, you know what, I don't think I am going to do the interning for no money and the this and the that. And everybody else who followed those rules, you know, we're all like, wah, 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 that's not fair. Get in line. Because we're like, well, wait a minute. Did I, too, not have to waste 5 years making no money? And then, you know, and then they get kind of bashed back into line. What I would simply say is in this particular scenario, which, you know, and there's also a big threat, like it's, you know, nowadays you happen to be in a very strange position because nowadays everybody wants young millennials working there because they are young millennials. And it's like, oh my God, you know, a young millennial knows the internet. and there's like, so it's kind of like this double-edged sword of like, well, millennials, 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 millennials. And then you've got the older generation that gets threatened and is like, get back in line, get back in line, get back in line. And I find it's like, the boomers that like are like, behold, you know, the millennials, because now they're all retiring. And then it's the Xers that are like, wait a minute, we waited in line. We waited our turn. You guys get back in line. And, you know, young millennials are getting jobs that Xers think they waited in line for. So they're trying to bash you guys back in the line. And, you know, you're not going to overcome what's going on right now. It's just, I experience it on every level. I experience it as a person who gets hired by people. I experience it as a person who hires people. And so the thing is, and this is my big lesson for this year, is this is the world we're living in right now. And you're not going to change it. So the key is, how do you work within that framework and that context, right? So you got a bunch of people who are threatened by you. You're not going to change that. But what you can do is disengage them. You can manipulate that situation. And one of the ways you do that is, A, by ingratiating yourselves to them, is by trying to, again, like, wow, that's a really great idea. See if you can get one of them to be your mentor, even if you feel you know more, right? What can you learn? Make them feel that you value their opinion, that you want to learn from them, that you're like, oh my God, there's so much to learn. And then, and you're not going to like this, but then you're going to buddy up to a few people there, anybody that's open, and you're going to allow them, as much as you don't like this, to share ownership in your ideas.
Oh, God.
It works as follows. It works as follows. What do you think about this?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Get them to, oh, you know, I'm not sure. I was thinking about, you know, I've seen this work. Like, what do you think, oh, wise one? And you might puke in your mouth. You might. Yeah. But this is about winning, not what's right and wrong. You know, the reality of business is that it's modern day warfare. This is not about right and wrong, fair or unfair. The world is the world. And, you know, it is not fair. So, okay. No, somebody asked me, I think I talked about it on the show. She's like, people are prejudiced against me because I'm gay. And, you know, and I was like, then don't come out until you've already achieved X, Y, and Z. She's like, well, that's wrong. I'm like, well, is it or is it not? Get to the top as a gay person, then go na 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 na. What's gonna be? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it? Of course. That's not, you know, Uncle Tom, whatever this and that. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you get to the top and make the changes. It's better than you never getting there, because the world is the world. It's not a perfect place. So it's like, what do you think of this idea? Make them feel you've heard them. Look them in the eye. Act like you care about their opinion. Maybe, by the way, there is something you can learn there. Share your ideas and they'll probably take credit for them. Keep working hard and it will get noticed by the right people. I guarantee it. And the thing is, you know, the people in the middle are the ones that are going to want to hold you down. The people at the top are going to see the effort you're making. I guarantee it. I promise you. End of story. The cream always rises. And the people at the top want the people at the bottom that they can trust, that they can hand something to and know it will get done and get done the right way. I have learned the most valuable commodity in my business are employees that execute, and because conversely, I've got employees that make a huge mess of things, that waste my money, that waste my time, and then yes, they're no longer employees after that. But then I also have employees that facilitate everything and make it work. They're, you know, and I notice it. Even when other people take credit, even when no one's giving them credit, I notice it. Giancarlo notices it. And you got to know that and have confidence in that. But you got to play this game. And this game is working with people, not letting them know what they don't know, trying to get them to take ownership of ideas, getting them to partner with you. Meeting their insecurities with, wax their ego. Like when I see, like I'll look at someone now, okay, that I'm working with, and I'll go, okay, it doesn't matter what field. It could be a TV show that I'm working on, right? And let's say that there's a male producer, and has a terrible idea about something. Instead of me being like, that's a stupid idea and you don't know women and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, this guy is really good, though. When I point him in a certain direction, he gets X, Y, and Z done, even though he's really bad at A, B, and C. Instead of me being like, listen, your A, B, and C idea is terrible, blah, blah, blah. I will go to him and I'll try to say like, wow, you know, when you did X, It was so great. You know, how did you get so good at X? Like, really emphasize, like, what they're good at, try to move them in that direction. And but the thing of it is, I don't turn around and go, look how dumb you are in these areas. So find something about these people that you do think is really smart and worthwhile, and learn about it, emphasize it, and tell them how great they are, even when you want to puke. Because that's, let me tell you, because the minute you show somebody their weakness, they will want you dead, especially a person that's insecure. Does that make
Lauren, you see,
Lauren, wish she didn't call today.
Yeah. No. I get it. It makes sense. Kind of play the game until I get to the top. I get it.
So yeah, honey, that is, I mean, and that's the thing. That is kind of the
reality of it.
That's
yeah.
the reality. And I find that, like, younger people are so idealistic, and then idealism just gives way to cynicism. And then you're going to end up where the Xers are. And, you know, as an extraordinary cynic, I'm getting to a point where I'm like, stop being so, like, grumpy, bitchy, the world sucks, it's not fair, and get to a place of, like, this is the world, how do we work in it? And this is the world, sweetie, accept it now and work within those constructs, as long as it doesn't, like, deeply compromise your values. You know, don't sleep your way to the top. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Like, there is, it's like sometimes you've got to be smarter. Be smarter. In a clever way.
Oh, I like it.
She doesn't like that.
She doesn't. Lauren doesn't like it that much.
I don't love it, but I like it.
No, it makes sense. Awesome.
No, it does make sense.
All right, Lauren. All right, buddy. Take it easy. Okay.
Thanks, thank you so much. Hey, Jillian, can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah.
So, this is very interesting. Since I was 10 years old, I've been asking my mom every Christmas for a workout with you. She hasn't came through yet, but this is like the second best thing. So, thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Okay. You too.
Bye, Lauren.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.